Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio West, your show for all things kayak fishing in Oregon, Washington, California, and beyond. Now, here's your host, Isaac the Nothing Miller.
Hey folks, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller, and thank you for joining me. Another week of Kayak Fishing Radio West. Tonight, all things ICAST. Too much fun was had. It's like a Willy Wonka's tackle shop. 400,000 square feet of fishing, period. I got a couple interviews I recorded with Gary Loomis and Mike Iaconelli to share with you, so I'm glad you tuned in. While you're listening, make sure you join the chat rooms that run during all of our shows. The easiest way to find the chat room is to find the recently remodeled website at www.kayakfishingradio.com and click on the live broadcast tab and follow the instructions there. Alternatively, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/kayakfishingradio. Log in and find the chat room there. If you follow the links from our Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page, you should already see the chat room. Hopefully it's all working out for you. It's pretty simple to figure out. Sometimes it gets a little screwy, though. Don't forget, you can call into the show at any time tonight by calling 714-816-4727. That's the same phone number for all of the Kayak Fishing Radio shows. I just got to make sure I don't take my eyes off the screen and I see your call come in. Anyway, ICAST. That was last week. It ran Wednesday through Friday last week. Like I said, Willy Wonka's Tackle Shop. New rods, new reels, new lures, new kayaks, new sonar, new clothing, accessories, tons of stuff. Shimano, Dewa, Pin, Lamiglass, Abu Garcia, Hobie, Diablo Paddle Sports, Temple Fork Outfitters, everybody's there. Sims was there. World WFN, the Versus Channel, all the who's who's. I mentioned Mike Iaconelli, he was there, Kevin Van Dam, all the big names, even the local big guys. We had Bud Ramsey. Everybody was at ICAST. It was awesome. I managed to get my hands on some cool new gear, play around with some of the latest and greatest of gear and lures, tackle, and I'm going to do my best to report on the best of the best. Definitely going to take some time. I've really shrunk things down for tonight's show. Keep checking in on yakangler.com. We're going to have articles and write-ups on as much of this stuff as Adam and myself could. There's so much there. It's really hard for just a couple of guys to cover the whole things. But I'll do my best. So let me start off with a couple of my favorite finds. First and foremost comes from Vestpak. I looked this company up before I went down to Vegas last week, and just looking at their website, I knew this was something I had to take a look at. The Drift Pack from Vestpak was awarded Best New Fly Fishing Gear at ICAST. Best of Show for Fly Fishing Gear. That's big honors. It's suitable, though, for so much more than fly fishing. The Drift Pack is a folding, basically soft tackle box on the front side. On the back side, it's a hydration pack, a lot like your Camel bags, that type of thing. Now, originally, the Drift Pack was designed to be worn under your top layer of clothing if you were wade fishing or drift fishing. When you're out there, you might have a rain jacket on. So you're going to stuff this underneath the rain jacket. But I saw right away that it would be great for the kayak angler. It fits over similar to a vest, but it's very lightweight. The straps on it, which are adjustable, of course, they're also elastic. So it took nothing to get the drift pack to fit over a PFD. The drift pack features four pockets in the front. Good place to stow wallets, glasses maybe. It also has a fold-down Velcro pouch, five grommets for attaching tools and supplies, three retractors, good place for your little line clippers, maybe a little bag with some terminal tackle, small pliers, that type of thing, a tippet holder for the fly fisherman. For the non-fly fisherman, if you've got small spools of leader material, this will keep it right there, really easy to grab. Everything on the inside attaches via Velcro. So, Vestpak included a Velcro starter kit. You know, it's perfect if you've got small tackle trays, fly keepers, anything that you can stuff inside the bag, into the pack, and attach a little piece of Velcro so that it sticks there, it's going to work on there. It keeps everything right in front of you, real easy to get to. It's not going to interfere with your paddle stroke. And, you know, being that it's modular in design, you can move it around to the different ways you're going to fish each day. Because it fits over everything, if you're in a situation where it needs to come off, it pops off real quickly. Now, the back side of the drift pack has an air mesh material. And what we saw is, say, hot summer months, you're not wearing a whole lot of clothing, but, you know, of course, you've got your PFD on to keep you safe. Well, you can put the back side of the drift pack between you and your PFD. Now, this is going to allow a lot of cooling airflow. You're not going to get all hot, sticky, sweaty between your back and your PFD. That's really cool. And then the front, of course, would be over the front of your PFD. Real easy access to everything that you've got packed in there. It's awesome. Vestpak also has several other cool pieces of gear that you can check out on their website. That's vestpak.com. VESTPAC.com. So Vestpak without the K. Good stuff. Now, can't have a kayak fishing radio show without talking kayaks. Now, if you listened to any of the shows last week, you heard me talking. Hobie released two new 11-foot kayaks at ICAST. The first of which was at the new product showcase. It won Best New Boat. The 11-foot Hobie Revo. Took the standard Revo that we all know and love, shrunk it down a little bit. They also released the Quest, an 11-foot model. We had some of the very first pictures and videos on the Revo last week on yakangler.com. Of course, I talked about it all week long here on Kayak Fishing Radio. You know, we're seeing a lot of new short boats right now. Couple weeks ago, Ocean Kayak said, hey, check this out. We've got two new boats, 10 and 11 foot. What were they called? The Tetras. Tetra 10 foot and a Tetra 11 foot. We've seen a lot of big influx of short kayaks on the market right now. Guys on the inland waters, fishing fresh water 100% of the time, small lakes, small rivers, these boats are for you. Another boat, I know a lot of people overlooked this at ICAST, but it came from Northwest River Supply, also known as NRS. As far as I know, this was NRS's first appearance at ICAST, but they brought a couple of new fishing platforms along with them. You know, they brought along their personal inflatable frameless pontoon boat, the Gig Bob. Next to it, though, was a new inflatable fishing kayak. It was about 12 foot long, 12 and a half foot. I didn't measure it completely, and I didn't ask. Sorry for not getting the exact details. But it's 12 and a half foot long. So, you know, we got a good length for all types of fishing. But this, like I said, was an inflatable kayak. Had some very strong tubes. The bottom of the kayak, drop stitch technology. This is pretty much bulletproof. What they're doing is they're sandwiching polyester threads between the upper and lower layers in the bottom of the boat. You pump that thing full of air, and where normal inflatables would just continue to expand, on the NRS gig bob and their inflatable kayaks, their fishing platforms here, it can add structure. So it doesn't, you know, between, say, 2 PSI where you could blow it up to and 12 pounds PSI where they're recommending to blow it up to, the size doesn't change at all. It makes a very stiff, very rigid fishing platform. You know, this boat, it's an inflatable kayak. NRS is known for their white water. This kayak will be just as home in running Class 3 rapids in your small rivers, just as it would be maybe doing some crabbing, some of your small bays. There's a lot to going out. It was product tested down in the south. They fished oyster beds. I mean, this kayak is strong. It comes equipped with a couple of Scotty mounts, and it wasn't the only thing equipped with Scotty mounts. NRS brought along a fishing stand-up paddleboard. It's pretty cool. The stand-up paddleboard had a little bit wider beam than normal, but their idea for that was to hold a cooler in the backside of the kayak. You know, if you're out fishing, you got to have some place, you know, keep the fish. That cooler works well. You can even stand up on that cooler if you had some sight fishing to do. Sit down, take a break, whatever it took. That wider beam also helps make a more secure area to fish from. Makes it easier to fight the fish, get them on, I was going to say the boat, but get them on the paddleboard. You know, it includes a couple of sizes of removable skegs, and that helps make the paddleboard track the most efficiently. Whether you're in rivers, you're going to use the small, short skegs. If you're out on the bays, say maybe the Puget Sound, you're going to use that those longer skegs to help you tracking in a straight direction over a longer period of time. All of the NRS stuff collapses down, fits inside of backpacks. If you live in city, this is the great alternative. You can grab all your stuff, grab your boat in a backpack, hop on the bus, go fishing. That's pretty cool. More information on this boat, on the stand-up paddleboard, and the NRS fishing kayak, coming soon to yakangler.com. Might be as soon as tomorrow. Hard to, you know. We'll get that information up there. They got some good stuff. I was really excited to see NRS at ICAST this year. Malibu Kayaks was also at ICAST. While they really didn't have anything new to show, they did say there was going to be a couple new boats coming later this year. That might be as soon as Outdoor Retailer in 2 weeks. Might take a little bit longer. Now, last year at ICAST, I spent a lot of time checking out the new conventional fishing rods released by Temple Fork Outfitters out of Texas. You know, they had the Heroes on the Water series rods, very strong, excellent graphite fishing rods that were engineered by Gary Loomis. And these rods were phenomenally strong, and the best part is inexpensive, $100. Lifetime guarantee, and a portion of those profits went to the Heroes on the Water programs. This year, they expanded their conventional fishing lineup with the help of Gary Loomis to include several technique-specific bass fishing rods. They got the flipping rods, they got the drop shot rods, they got the cranking rods, Very nice, very high-tech stuff going on. While I had expected those rods to show up, the big surprise to me came with some new salmon and steelhead fishing rods. With a man like Gary Loomis behind the blank design, you know these new rods are going to be hot items on the river. I know I'm definitely going to be checking them out next year on the spring Chinook run. Hopefully they'll be on the market quick soon enough that I can try them out on winter steelhead. There's probably a couple of good sturgeon rods in there for keeper-sized sturgeon. Anyway, let's see what Gary Loomis had to say about these new rods. You know, like I said, it was great to have him there so that I can actually get some idea of what they got going on.
Hey, folks, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller, Kayak Fishing Radio West, at ICAST 2011, and I'm standing here with Gary Loomis, and he's here with Temple Fork Outfitters, and they've got a great line of new salmon and steelhead rods. So I've got Gary here to tell us about them. So, I mean, we got quite a selection here. What? I mean,
yeah,
how many rods do you bring?
Oh, I don't know. What is there, 20?
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
So we got...
Yeah. Last year in our first series, we came out with a few steelhead rods, you know, the old standbys, 9 foot, medium heavy, and 1141 type, you know, and this type. But this year we kind of wanted to kind of finish and round it out. This is the kind of the IM family of graphite rods, and we wanted to get anything from Alaska all the way down. So we have our 10.5 foot Columbia River herring rod, which you know about those. They, you know, let it lick it until it gets down. Well, this has got a long enough bend that the fish can come up and bite it and back away from it and then turn, and the rod is still, then all of a sudden the reel starts slipping and they... I got one guy, he swears up and down he hasn't missed a bite all year. But I fish too much salmon. I think he's fibbing me. But he swears up and down he never missed a bite all year. And so we have other salmon rods. We have our 9 foot, and we have a 9 foot 11, kind of a mooching rods for out in the ocean and for up in Alaska. We've got the fast taper hot shot rods, and then we've got it, you know, the hot shot rod kind of got to be the name of that of that fast taper, and the one is a hot shot rod. I mean, it runs that hot shot. But then we have a 2 and a 5, and the 2 and a 5, they use them for there's two thoughts on this. Some of them want a moderate action and some of them want a fast action, and these are the fast action salmon rods. They're 8 foot 8. We have the back bouncing rods.
We have the back bouncing rods.
We have the back bouncing rods. We cover everything that I can, and I've fished quite a bit.
Well, I'm sure you have. And I noticed you also brought out a center pin, and that's become really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Spring Chinook on the Columbia. Every year I see more and more center pins,
yeah,
so that's really cool.
Up the barrier dam. We've been working with a couple of the people up there that are the very, very best center pin fishermen, and so we have a center pin rod, and we have a lot of them in both spinning and casting. There's still the people that like the spinning, but we got them in both.
And surprising, this surf rod.
Oh, I got to tell you, this surf rod is out of this world. I don't know. I think I finally got rid of it, but I had a scar crossed here. I was trying to test them, you know. And, you know, when you're going to test something, you want to test it. So I started out with 4 ounces. I went to 6 ounces. I went to 8 ounces. 10 ounces almost ripped my finger off.
Wow.
So I had to go get some leather gloves. But, I mean, I took this one here, the 10.5 foot, and as hard as I could throw it with 10 ounces, I mean, I want to tell you, I doubled it up. It casted. You're never going to use it for 10 ounces, but it cast 10 ounces like a rocket. And then this one here, the smaller 9 foot's for 1 to 4, 1 to 6.
1 to 4, 1 to 6, and those, I mean, this little 9 foot, I see, I mean, a lot of the bank anglers are going to love that.
Yes.
There's going to be some good use on
and
that.
And did you feel the weight?
Oh, wow.
It's
hard to describe this on the radio, but, man, this is a very light, like I said, that's a 9 foot surf rod.
And I got on it like this, trying to break it and this type of stuff, and, you know, when I test the feel out, and that's 7.5 foot.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all I can say. That's awesome. Hey, Gary, you know what? Thank you very much. You're, of course, a legend when it comes to rod building, especially in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And I know you're world renowned. I've heard stories about people running into you in Costa Rica, didn't even know who you were. They'd fished your rods, enjoyed your rods, and they saw you wearing your G Loomis gear, and they're like, "Hey, you love the stuff too." And they're like, "Yeah, I should."
I went down here a couple years ago. I went down to Brazil, peacock bass fish.
Excellent.
And as we were down there, every once in a while a boat would go by and it'd say, "G. Loomis, G. Loomis, G. Loomis," you know. And every day for 5 days we heard that. Well, when we got to the airport, the guy said, "You know that people was yelling G. Loomis?" He says, that's there. So I got 3 hats and I had it behind my back. I went over there and I says, "You ever fished it at G. Loomis rod?" "Oh, Jesus, that's all we fish, and da 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 da," you know. And so I handed him the hat, and I said, "You know, I'm Gary Loomis." "Oh, no." So this one guy I thought was very funny, he just went over to his bag, and he brought out this lure, you know, and, you know, lures are pretty important down there for those peacock bass. And he said, "I want you to have this." And the other two guys said, "Wait a minute. You wouldn't even let us fish it. Now you're going to give it to him?" it's been a great, great fun. And I'm really, really glad to be back in, you know, having kind of the freedom of designing these new stuff, new materials, new handles.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what else is coming, because I know you're churning those wheels up there, and you've got
I got some more stuff coming next year. It's going to blow you away.
That's great. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me.
Thank
Kayak
you.
Fishing Radio West.
Thank
Looking
you.
Forward to seeing more.
Okay, come see me.
We'll do.
Yeah, like I said, man, those rods were sweet. Very lightweight. You know, if I was spending more time on the bank plunking down at Prescott Beach or Sauvies Island like I used to, that 9 foot surf rod that he had would be killer. And I know everyone on the beach would be checking it out as well. Now, I did invite Gary to come out and do some salmon fishing with me, but he wasn't too keen on the idea of sitting on a kayak. It's too bad. I did get some other great news from him that I'll share at a later date on Kayak Fishing Radio. You know, you might have heard him right there at the end to go see him. We got some stuff in the works. And, of course, Gary's always got those wheels churning. He knows how to build rods. There's going to be some great stuff up and coming from Gary Loomis. Now, ICAST was dominated by bass fishing gear. You know, it's not too surprising. Bass fishing is probably 75-80% of the fishing market. And honestly, I skipped a lot of it. I mean, how many ways can you build a frog or revolutionize the Senko? I did not look at every lure that I cast, but when something caught my eye, I did take a look. On Tuesday last week was the new product showcase, and that came on just before my show last week. I was still kind of mind-boggled by all the new stuff. New product showcase opens up to the media before ICAST officially begins on Wednesday morning. The first lure that caught my eye in the new product showcase came from PK Lures. They called it the Panic. If you follow my blog or follow me on Facebook, you're one of the very few people that have seen the PK Panic. It's coming in a variety of sizes from, I think, as far down as a quarter ounce all the way up to 8 ounces. Now, they were touting it as a trolling lure or a cast-retrieve lure. Very heavy lead, well, very heavy lure. I'm looking at it as a lean cod jig. If you haven't seen the picture yet, find me on Facebook. Actually, you can probably do their image search on Google, PK Panic. You're going to find my picture there in at least the first five hits. There's not many pictures out there. Imagine otherwise. Point Wilson dart. We're very familiar with those. The jigs, the fish body jigs. Cut the bottom section off of the tail. Rejoin the two halves with a split ring. And on either side of that split ring, throw on a couple big chrome Colorado blades. Tie a little flashaboo onto the treble, and you've got the PK Panic. Like I said, it comes in pretty small sizes, so there's going to be a great freshwater use. But pike, muskie, lake trout, I know they're going to hit the smaller ones. But I'm looking at the big one, like I said, thinking ling cods. It's got that joint in there. It's got those Colorado blades. There's going to be a lot of flash, a lot of noise. You're going to have Lingzilla laying at the bottom of the ocean asleep, and it's going to come after this alarm clock that's about to bounce across its head. It's loud, it's flashy, and I think it's going to be a killer lure. I heard some crazy stories about the owner of PK Lures taking a bunch down into some blue water. I don't remember what they were fishing for. It may have been some tuna. Charters a boat. Well, goes out on a charter boat. Says, hey, I want to fish my gear. You know, like any other guide and captain would say, it's like, yeah, fine, okay. Knowing that the gear's not going to work, they're going to switch over to the boat's gear. They're going to catch some fish. The end of this trip with the PK Panic, the captain bought all of them. They were highly effective. They slayed some fish. And I know this is going to work in our cold waters too. Now, there was another guy at ICAST tying a bunch of lures. You know, easily recognizable to a fly fisherman. You know, we had some double bunnies, some gotchas, some money makers. Here's the thing. They were tied on a jig heads. Bugs fishing lures is taking proven fly fishing patterns and tying them onto jigs for the conventional fisherman. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. They were just way too cool to pass up. I'm glad I brought some home to tie up, to try out. They're set up so you can easily slide on a trailer, like maybe a small grub, a little curly tail grub that comes with them. You could probably throw on a craw or a chunk bait at the end too. What's really cool is all the artificial bunny hair, the bunny strips that he ties onto these hooks, onto these jigs. When it hits the water, all the hair stands on end. I'm like the last time you had static balloon pulling your hair out. It was insane. It just stands way up, makes a bait look very large in appearance. And big baits equal big fish. This thing's going to be killer for the bass fishermen. I've got a hunch it's going to pick up some walleye too. Okay, so you can find them on Facebook under Bugs Fishing. That's 2 G's. B-U-G-G-S Fishing. They also have a website, bugs-fishing-lures.com. That's some killer stuff. And, to the guys, if you're listening in, you live in the Gulf Coast, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, this is going to work for you guys on the Reds, too. I'm sure you can hit some bones on their stuff, too. That's Bugs Fishing on Facebook. Check them out. Now, Mike Iaconelli, on the other hand, much more involved in some of the new bass lures that I cast. He was all over the place. I tripped over him at least once. Of course, high energy as Ike is, he's all over. It's a good time. Let's hear from him, and here's a couple of his favorite things from ICAST.
Hey,
Hey folks, Isaac the Nothing Miller here. Mike Iaconelli, ICAST 2011. Ike, what's been your favorite part of ICAST? What are you loving the most now?
Man, ICAST is always fun. You know, it's kind of this week of getting to come out and meet industry people, see friends, see sponsors, do a lot of work, do a little bit of partying, and you get to really see a lot of the new products, you know, and that's what it is for me. But, boy, I've been around the halls, and I'm probably a little biased here, but we've got a product out from Mullix called the Lover that I've been working on, and that's probably the most exciting thing I've seen this week.
Right. So tell me about this new lure here.
Yeah, it's called the Lover, and, you know, everybody knows about what they call vibrating jigs, you know, and the chatterbait-style lures. And we basically tried to put our heads together and come up with one that's better. You know, we tried to look at the features and benefits of the existing vibrating jigs and just make them better, you know. So we kind of created this thing that looks nothing like the traditional vibrating jig but has the attributes of it. So something that's hard thumping, killer vibrating action to it, and it's got a lip or a bill that's a deflector. You know, one of the things we did with the Lover is we reversed the lip. It's called a reverse shovel lip. And that thing's going to give you more vibration, and it's going to act as a deflector. Wood, grass, rock, whatever it is. It's small, it's compact, two hook styles, a weedless style hook and a treble hook for open water. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that can change the way that people fish vibrating jigs. And that's really what ICAST is all about, new stuff that's going to change the way we fish.
Hey, great. That's awesome. I know you're with VMC.
Yep.
VMC won Best New Hook.
Yep.
And that's, I saw that. I almost ran you over first thing on Wednesday morning. Great new setup going on there.
Another cool product. Just like we were talking about with the Lover, it's something that's going to be a game changer, you know what I mean? And with drop shotting, you know, everybody that drop shots knows the problems with drop shotting. You know, deep water, you drop that thing down there, after about 10 casts, your line keeps spinning. You know, you get line twist. The other one is that hook. If you tie it, a lot of times it turns backwards. It gets balled up on the line. Fish will swim off of it. You miss the fish. So the VMC folks came up with a hook to eliminate those problems. And basically what it is, it's a drop shot style hook with a built-in integrated inline swivel in the eye of the hook. And basically what that swivel is going to do, it's going to let that hook rotate 360 degrees. So no more line twist, better action of the bait, and no more missed hookups, because that hook is always going to be in the right position. So definitely that's another product out here that's a standout at ICAST.
It is. That it is. I mean, it won Best New Hook. So
yep,
that's going to be definitely a standout thing. I've got a sample of that. I'm going to be fishing it down in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
On the Willamette River, fishing smallmouth.
Yeah.
And I have pictures, all that information up on yakangler.com.
Cool.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
I love city limits fishing.
Thank you.
I live in Portland, Oregon. We got the Columbia River. We got the Willamette River.
Yep.
I kayak fish. You got to come out. I'll take you out on kayaks. Some smallmouth.
I want to do it.
Monster sturgeon.
I want to do it.
Do a big sturgeon.
I mean, honestly, can you put me on some fish?
No.
I want to come up then.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to make you a deal. You need to go over to Versus booth. It's like right over here.
Yeah.
Go talk to them folks and plead with them. Say, we got to get a show here.
Because I know you were in Seattle.
I was in Seattle.
Kind of a rough day.
It was tough.
It was tough. But
I need
Portland
some revenge.
Better.
I need
Portland
some revenge. Better. Please go over there and tell them to send us to Portland.
We'll do. Hey.
Okay.
Mike, thanks for the
time. Appreciate
it.
You got it.
Thanks very much.
I'm serious about that.
I will do.
The more they hear that kind of thing.
And I had to cut that conversation short because I didn't realize I kept my phone recording. I did get over to Versus booth. I did talk to him about it. When they're going to be here, I don't know. Will they ever be here? I don't know. I'm just a guy that hosts a radio show. If he comes out to Portland and fishes with me from a kayak, like I said, that's going to be awesome. Chances are, though, you know, there's a lot of other sponsors they have to plead. Please, they'll find one of their local guys. Hopefully they'll get up here nonetheless. I'd love to see Mike Iaconelli on Portland waters slaying some bass, laying the stick down to some sturgeon. That could happen. It would be sweet. There was one new soft bait at the show that really snagged me. The parent company to Kalins, which everyone here on the West Coast knows and loves for their big grubs and their big scampies, is called Uncle Josh. They make soft baits from pork and other known live baits like earthworms and minnows, just ground up, mixed together. It's crazy. They're completely digestible and biodegradable. That makes them great for fish, makes them great for the waters. And while pork baits are nothing new, the new Uncle Josh meat baits are really soft. There's no skin on them. They have some. They will have some killer attraction power. Like I said, the pork baits are well known. You throw in some earthworms, you throw in some minnows, maybe some crawfish. It's going to pull the fish in to you. I picked up a bag full of their worms. I'll get back with you with the results, but I'm pretty sure this thing's going to be killer on some big trout. I mean, these are big earthworms. So it's going to be good on trout. It's going to be good on walleye. It's going to be good on bass. I'm going to get that out on the water. Check it out. I know it's going to be good. On the conservation front, I was very impressed with a new device introduced by EcoLeaser. Their brand new product. I mean, they signed up for ICAST 2.5 weeks ago. Their product, the Rock Leaser, is designed to help get fish with barotrauma back down to depth quickly and easily. Allows the fish to live and be caught another day, or have its offspring be caught another day. It's an alternative to fizzing and caging. The Rock Leaser is basically a spring-loaded clip. You attach a weight to the bottom part of the clip, you attach your line to the top part of the clip, and you clip the Rock Leaser into the lower lip. Send the fish down. Down to depth, you give the rod a couple of pumps. The clip will open up. The fish will swim off. Everyone's happy. This is equally effective with rockfish in the salt water, as well as deep water holding bass and sweet. A lot of people don't realize it. Largemouth and smallmouth bass also suffer from barotrauma, especially when the water temperatures get really high and you're in a deep water lake. Talking places, Hag Lake here in Oregon, Lake Washington, Shasta in California. Deep water lakes, if the temperature gets high, those bass are really deep and they can suffer barotrauma. The Rock Leaser is not yet on the market, but when it does, I plan on keeping a couple on my kayak when they hit the shelves. I'm pretty sure I'll probably keep one right on my vest, maybe on my drift pack, clipped on, make it real easy. Definitely keep a spare on the boat as well. You can see more information on their website. That's ecoleaser.com. ecoleaser.com. They also have a cool video about their product and about barotrauma, which you can find on YouTube if it's not on their website. Well, folks, that's really all I have this week for Kayak Fishing Radio West. There was way too much good stuff at ICAST this year. We're going to have a ton of information on yakangler.com. We're going to cover as much of it as we can. There's going to be a lot of new gear features, reviews, spotlight items. Keep tuned to yakangler.com over the next few weeks. It's going to be a ton of good stuff. Don't forget, you can find all our shows at kayakfishingradio.com and on iTunes. Just look up kayakfishingradio.com. You'll find us there. You can like us on Facebook by finding Kayak Fishing Radio. And you can also follow us on Twitter. It's Kayak, the letter N. I'm sorry, let me back up. Kayak Fishing Radio on Twitter is Kayak Fish, the letter N, Radio. Also, don't forget to catch all our other shows. Tuesday nights before my show is A Bad Backcast with Rob DeVore. That's 8 p.m. rather, Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. Wednesdays, again, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 Eastern. We've got our Mid-Atlantic show with Mark Wheeler. Thursdays is our roundtable discussion. A lot of great kayak anglers across the U.S. with host Chip Gibson. He said 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 Eastern. Of course, there's Kayak Fishing Radio West with yours truly, Isaac the Nothing Miller. We're on the air every Tuesday night, just like this one at 7 o'clock Pacific when the rest of us are able to get onto the radio, otherwise known as 10 o'clock Eastern. Hey, folks, thanks for joining me tonight. I'll catch you all again next week.
Welcome.